Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen and his Republican colleague, Governor Scott Walker, want to revive the idea of a solicitor general and three assistants to handle state appeals cases. Previous Attorney General and Democrat Peg Lautenschlager had someone do the solicitor general work, but Van Hollen abolished the office when he was elected, saying it cost too much money. Van Hollen refuses to say he's changed his mind. He just says his department is handling more appeals of state laws.
Obviously, during the course of the last 2 years, most of the significant legislation that has been passed is being litigated. We have been litigating that with people within the Department of Justice who have other duties, and we have also, as a state, been spending considerable amounts of money on outside counsel.
Van Hollen wants to be able to choose the Solicitor General, making the job a political appointment. Some of the bills cracking down on state employees have affected unionized Justice Department lawyers, creating what Van Hollen says is an appearance of a conflict of interest. One of the Democrats on the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, Kenosha Senator Bob Wirch, calls the Solicitor General a waste of money. He says the current DOJ lawyers should be able to handle all types of cases.
I mean, they're trained attack dogs that are supposed to go into a court, and they know about adversarial relations.
Wirch says hiring of outside counsel is more often done when the governor and attorney general are of different political parties. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.